Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our prayer focus today is the sinful cities, and the category is lust, which was measured by how many searches on Tinder, which we'll talk about in a moment, and the teen birth rate. During COVID, online dating apps increased in use and creation. Many of them would not pass the Christian moral test, but some would. Tinder is the most used dating app, over 530 million users. The five online dating apps by millions is Tinder by 530, Badoo 318, Plenty of Fish 150, Bumble 100, and Happn 100. Under the category of lust and sinful cities, the study measured two more indicators. A Google search for the term Tinder by city, number used, that's online dating, and then the teen birth rate, measured number of births per 1,000 females age 15 to 19. The good news is the teen birth rate dropped in the last 4 years in San Bernardino County, 21% in 2017 to 12.5% in 2021. We couldn't find any more data than that. This doesn't take account for teen abortions, which was 8.7% in 2021. Tinder, the most popular online dating app, finds singles living locally. Reputation as a hookup app, shows picture profiles that you swipe right if you like them, left if not, requires a picture, short blurb, and your relationship goals. A lot of people use it preteen, between 18 and 29, 52%, and then it goes to 38%, 30 to 49. So predominantly it's used from 18 to 49. After that, it's a lot less. The Christian's perspective on this is if it tempts you, delete it. Use caution when meeting someone and make sure of their motives. The estimated teen births in our county was 12.5%. Versus abortions 8.7. So there was 1,025 versus 715. So San Bernardino had 127 versus 74, and Fontana 126 to 73, Ontario 106 to 62, and Rancho 103 to 60. So Father, we lift up the people seeking to find a mate through apps. We pray, God, that they would find safety features, that they would, if they're Christians, that they would pray before using an online dating app, that they would have higher standards required when using the app. For example, conservative pictures, nothing abusive, nothing aggressive or immoral allowed in conversations, that apps would not be used for sexual immorality, and that that would diminish in their use, that people would be delivered from sexual addictions and unhealthy relationships, that there would be revival among this age bracket, as we are beginning to see. We thank you, Lord. And even revival among those developing these apps that are promoting and using them. We also pray for a decrease in the teen births and a total decrease in the abortions among teens, that there be more education on the option to adopt and increase promotion of abstinence before marriage, at home, in school, and at church. In Jesus' name.